tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this series Dimensions of Islamic Life, where we discuss our life as a Muslim and challenges that we face in day-to-day lives, together with that, the Islamic solutions. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss, establish a close relationship with Quran. We need to truly establish our relationship closer to the Holy Quran. In this regard, there are, alhamdulillah, beautiful narrations reciting and teaching the Holy Quran, listening and making others listen to the Holy Quran are all the acts of reward. Looking at the Holy Quran, touching the Holy Quran, reading the Holy Quran and listening to the Holy Quran, all are virtuous actions. One who recites even one letter of the Holy Quran gets the reward equal to 10 virtues. In order to recite the glorious Quran a lot and attain its yearning and passion, let's inshallah Azza wa Jal listen to a few accounts of our pious predecessors. Sayyidina Abu Bakr bin Ayyash rahimahullah ta'ala would recite the Holy Quran twice daily, once in the day and once in the night, and for 60 years in his room upstairs. Sayyidina Umar bin Hussein Jumahi rahimahullah ta'ala would also recite the glorious Quran once during the day and once during the night. Even at the time of agony of death, he rahimahullah ta'ala was reciting the verse of the Holy Quran, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For this kind of success, doers should work. Allahu Akbar. This is their attachment to the Holy Quran. And look at the rank that they have achieved. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Rabi' rahimahullah ta'ala has said that Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would recite the Holy Quran completely once daily in the night. Another account of great saint, Sayyidina Bashir bin Mansur rahimahullah ta'ala would recite the Holy Quran once completely every third day. And Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala would recite daily one manzil of the glorious Quran in the night. And in this way, he rahimahullah would complete one Quran in 7 days. Subhanallah. Such blessings can also be seen in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Mufti Hafiz Muhammad Farooq Attari Madani rahimahullah, the Mufti of Dawat Islami and late member of Shura, would also recite the glorious Quran a lot. Once when someone asked, he said, Alhamdulillah, I recite one manzil daily. In this way, he would also complete one Quran in 7 days. Subhanallah, subhanallah, such is the endeavor of our pious predecessors who would strive to recite Quran to this extent. Let's form a closer bond with this great book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious Quran. Inshallah, we are going to now have a listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's the Arabic qasida, As-subhu bada min tal'atihi, by Imam Busiri rahimahullah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. الصبح بدا من طالعته والليل دجى من وفرته.
الله 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 الله.
كنز الكرم مولى
كنز الكرم مولى النعم. هذه الأمم لشريعته.
الله 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 الله
الشجر نطق الحجر.
سعتي الشجر نطق الحجر. شق القمر بإشارته.
الله 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 الله.
جبريل أتى ليلة أسرى.
جبريل أتى ليلة أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته.
الله 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 الله
محمدنا هو سيدنا.
فمحمدنا هو سيدنا. فالعز لنا بإجابته.
الله 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 الله.
فقر الرسل فضلا فضلا وعلا. أهدى السبل لدلالته.
الله 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 الله.
أزكى الناس أزكى الناس بأعلى الحساب كل العرب في خدمته
الله 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 الله
نال الشرف والله عفا نال الشرف والله عفا عما سلف من أمته
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله you are watching the beautiful qasida as-subh bada min talatihi rendered and recited by none other than rukne shura haji abdul habib attari damat barakatum al-aliya subhanallah a true devotee of the beloved mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting a qasida in the praise of the beloved mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam which again is written by a true devotee of the beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam allahu akbar subhanallah and now we are reverting back to our topic for today and that is establish a close relationship with quran how close let's inshallah find out sayyidina imam azam abu hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala the imam of millions of muslims when the blessed month of ramadan would come pious predecessors would recite the holy quran more besides performing other acts of worship as sayyidina imam abu yusuf rahimahullah said imam azam abu hanifa rahmatullahi alayh would recite the holy quran completely 62 times in the blessed month of ramadan along with eid ul fitr once during the day once during the night once in tarawih throughout the blessed month of ramadan and once on the day of Eid itself Allahu Akbar subhanallah he would recite the holy quran completely 62 times sayyidina imam shafi rahimahullah on the other hand the leader of millions of shafiis would also recite the holy quran completely 60 times in the form of nafil in the blessed month of ramadan acting upon the blessed life of the pious predecessors we should also get into the routine of reciting the holy quran in order to form this habit we should act strongly upon the madani inamat meaning the pious deeds given to us by amir al-sunnah damat barakatum al-aliya where he says that have you been privileged to recite or listen to at least 3 verses of the holy quran with translation of kanzul iman and the commentary from Khazanul Irfan or if you are reciting in English then you can read the commentary of inshallah the beautiful tafsir written by His Eminence Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya in English language mashallah and he has alhamdulillah also translated the translation of Kanzul Iman Kanzul Iman is also available in English mashallah you can read that alhamdulillah token you can also read the commentary written by his eminence mufti abdul nabi hamidi damat barakatum al aliya in the English language. Yes. By virtue of its blessing, you will continue to make your mind to recite the Holy Quran, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah Almighty also enable us to recite the glorious Quran in abundance. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah would recite the Holy Quran abundantly. When he would listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran, tears would flow from his eyes. For the appointment of an imam, he rahimahullah set the condition that the imam should be pious and abstinent with the knowledge of the Holy Quran. Once he was passing by a place, a child in front of his father was reciting the glorious Quran in a very excellent manner, and he in their honor made a piece of land waqf for both of them so that they could live by cultivating the land. Subhanallah. There are so many virtues for reciting the glorious Quran. The vast virtues of the Holy Quran are beyond the grasp of human minds. This divine speech of Allah Azza wa Jal is unparalleled in its eloquence, beauty, and powerful style which resonates with the human nature. The glorious Quran, we should inshallah Azza wa Jal make it a habit to recite Quran alongside understanding it. Some of us recite Quran and not understand. At least we should get accustomed to reciting Quran and reading the translation of Kanzul Iman together with that Miftahul Ihsan, that is the commentary written by Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Damat Barakatumul Aliyah in the English language. In the Urdu language you have, mashallah, beautiful commentaries such as Tafsir Siratul Jinan by Mufti Qasim Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. You have Khazainul Irfan written by Sadrul Afazil Hazrat Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the Khalifa of Allah Hazrat. SubhanAllah, these are great works that have been done by our pious predecessors with regards to serving the Holy Quran. And alhamdulillah, the efforts that have been put there is immense. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he has said, that this is the best thing that one could do. Who are the best of people? The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn Quran and teach it to others. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman As-Salami rahimahullah ta'ala would teach the Holy Quran and say, it is this hadith which made me sit here. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever learned the Quran, taught it, and acted upon that which is within it, the Quran will intercede for him and take him into paradise. In another beautiful hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whosoever taught one verse of the Quran, he will receive double the reward of the one who learnt it. Just imagine how beautiful it is. Meaning, if we have taught somebody each letter of the Holy Quran, what is the reward? The reward for reading each letter of the Holy Quran is 10. 10 rewards upon each letter if we recite the Holy Quran. Now, if we teach it to someone, we will receive double the reward of the person who has learnt the Holy Quran by us. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the immense reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed the person who teaches the Holy Quran? You are receiving double the rewards. In another beautiful hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever teaches a single verse of the Holy Quran, he will receive reward when that verse is recited. Let's say, for example, you have taught students the Holy Quran. You have taught your children at home how to read the Holy Quran. You have taught your siblings. And whenever they recite that verse of the Holy Quran, even after you pass away, this will still continue whenever they recite that verse which you have taught them. Each time they recite it, you will get the reward for it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Without any reduction in their reward. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is the virtue of reciting the Holy Quran. and keeping Quran close to our hearts and establishing a closer relationship with the glorious Quran. From these ahadith, we learn that the learning and teaching the Holy Quran is a lofty action. These acts are recompensed with tremendous rewards, and the one who teaches the Quran is worthy of intercession and paradise. In short, teaching the Quran is a source of perpetual reward. And undoubtedly, every Muslim seeks reward, intercession, and paradise. Therefore, in order to become worthy of these virtues, we need to spread the teaching of the Holy Quran, learn it and teach it to others, and propagate its blessings. Subhanallah. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about those of us who fast, but the fasting doesn't really earn us any reward. He says that many people fast, yet they do not gain anything from fasting except hunger. And there are so many who stand worshipping at night but do not gain anything except remaining awake. Because if we leave our days devoid of the recitation of the Holy Quran, in which we do not recite the Quran and we have passed our day, we have fasted the whole day but we haven't recited the Holy Quran, we haven't added beauty to our fast. Subhanallah. So yes, we need to avoid useless speech and go for that speech that is accepted, that is rewardable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by doing that, we can truly be counted among those who have this love and connection with the glorious Quran. Allah Almighty bestowed upon humanity the greatest book, which is the noble Quran, as a guidance for mankind. Just as Quran provides commandments and guidance for men, it also addresses women with specific laws and advice. So it is a guide for the entire, subhanAllah, Muslim community, for the entire ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon humanity, the greatest book, the noble Quran. It is guidance for mankind. Although we all love the Quran, recite it and make efforts to embody its teachings, a significant number of us do not engage with the Holy Quran and remain distant from its teachings. We need to understand the Holy Quran. History recounts those mothers who taught their children the glorious Quran. The mother of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, she taught Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. She would recite Quran excessively while she was pregnant with Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And in this way, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahimahullah, he memorized 18 juz and parts of the Holy Quran while still in her womb. This incident is a clear example that the blessings and radiance of reciting the Holy Quran also extend to the offspring of those who regularly engage with it. As parents, as mothers, as fathers, it's our duty to inculcate the love for the recitation of the Holy Quran, to recite Quran in front of our children, so they can also get accustomed to reciting the Holy Quran. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And that can be a great treasure for us, because we have groomed them in this fashion, and they will continue with that teaching, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and pass it on to their generation. This is how you train a generation, by teaching them the knowledge of Quran, by equipping them with the recitation of the Holy Quran, with the guidance of Quran. Subhanallah, these are the pious predecessors that had close attachment and close bond with the glorious Quran. Together with reciting the glorious Quran, it is also important for us to understand the Holy Quran. Why do we need to understand the Holy Quran? Because the pious predecessors, they have said, it is mentioned in the tafasir, that the example of that person who understands when he reads the Holy Quran, he is understanding, he is reading its tafsir and understand the context of each verse of the Holy Quran, asbab al-nuzul and so on, the deeper meanings of the verses, as opposed to the person who doesn't know what he is reading. Okay, he can read Arabic, but he doesn't understand what he is reading. So although there is still reward in it, but he doesn't truly get the proper message of the Holy Quran still, if the person doesn't know the translation and the commentary of the Holy Quran, if he doesn't read the translation and the commentary, as opposed to the person who reads it. The example of it given in the Tafaseer is that a person who reads the Holy Quran with the Tafsir, and the person who reads the Quran without understanding its meaning and Tafsir, is like that, like a nation who has received the letter from the king at night. So they have received the letter from the king at night, but there is no light for them to read that letter in the light. So they would receive the letter, but they wouldn't understand the content of the letter because they have no light to read the letter. As opposed to that nation to whom the messenger came with the letter, and along with the letter he brought a lamp with him. So in the light of that lamp, they can read the letter from the king and understand it. Subhanallah. So this is the example of the commentary and the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. The esteemed follower, Sayyidina Al-Ahnaf bin Qais, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was once sitting when this Quranic verse crossed his mind. And this verse is, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. We have indeed sent down towards you a book, O people of Quraysh, in which is your potential glorification. Do you not have sense? This made him attentive and vigilant, and he began to say, it is necessary for me today to look into the Holy Quran to see how I have been mentioned. I wish to become aware of who I am with and which people I resemble in my deeds and actions. He then opened the Holy Quran, and his vision paused at this verse of the glorious Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقُّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. They would sleep less during the night and would seek forgiveness in the latter part of the night, and in their wealth there was the right of the beggar and the deprived. Subhanallah. He then saw the mention of another nation in another verse, which reads, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمْعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Their sides become detached from their beds, and they call upon their Lord, fearing and hoping, and they donate some from what we have provided them. Reading further about the pious, he momentarily paused and humbly supplicated, O Allah, I do not consider myself from these individuals. He began searching further in the Holy Quran, and he saw mention of a certain group of people. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ مَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And when Allah is mentioned, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter become diminished with resentment. And when those other than Him, meaning the false deities, are mentioned, they rejoice. He then read about the disobedient people who will be thrown into hell, and the people of paradise asking them, what took you into hell? They said, we never used to offer salah, nor feed the needy. We indulged in evil speculations with evil thinkers, and we kept belying the day of justice until death overtook us. Sayyidina Al-Ahnaf bin Qais rahimahullah ta'ala paused again and pleaded, "O Allah, I take refuge in you from these people. I have nothing to do with them." After this, he began pursuing the Holy Quran, searching for something about himself. He eventually reached the verse of the Holy Quran which read, "And there are others who confessed their sins and mixed a good deed which is evil. It is imminent that Allah will accept their repentance. Surely Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful." Yet again, he paused for a moment until he began saying uncontrollably, "O Allah, these are the people," meaning these are the people I match. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So yes, if you truly understand Quran, if you deeply explore the Holy Quran, the deep attachment of our pious predecessors had for the Holy Quran is truly remarkable. You can come up with meanings of this nature. Subhanallah. The uniquely reflective recitation of the Holy Quran is even more intriguing. Like them, we too must focus our minds on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and faithfully reflect on the wisdom of each letter. It is vital to consider the virtuous deeds of the believers and the rewards commissioned for them in the hereafter, as mentioned in the glorious Quran. A towering figure, an imam of spiritual tasawwuf, Imam Abu Talib Makki rahimahullah ta'ala says, with regards to the importance of understanding the Holy Quran, he says, "Qad umirna bi talbi fahmi al-Qur'ani kama umirna bi tilawatihi." We have been instructed to understand the Holy Quran as much as we have been instructed to recite it. Let's read it again, it is so profound. We have been instructed to understand the Holy Quran as much as we have been instructed to recite it. It is a right of the Holy Quran upon the Muslims that they must understand and reflect upon it. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, "Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum taqilun." Indeed, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran that you may understand. This holy verse reveals that the Muslims should strive to understand the Holy Quran as the Quran was revealed in Arabic. Strong knowledge of Arabic is essential to accurately understand it and grasp its nuances. And for those who do not understand Arabic properly, who are not well versed in Arabic, they can get the tafsir of the Holy Quran in their own mother tongue. There is tafsir of the Holy Quran available in English, mashallah. The translation of Kanzul Iman is there. The tafsir of Miftahul Ihsan is there. Subhanallah. For those Urdu speaking, there is a great tafsir available. Alhamdulillah, tafsir Siratul Jinan, Khazain al-Irfan, subhanallah. These are great tafsir of the Holy Quran. And in Arabic, mashallah, your choice is limitless. You have Anwarul Haramain that is written as a hashia in the footnote on Tafsir Jalalain by Dawati Islami, mashallah, by Madinatul Ilmiyya, and published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing wing of Dawati Islami, mashallah. And it is so full of blessings, mashallah. And you'll gain abundance of knowledge of Islam by reading these beautiful tafsir of the Holy Quran. You can get your hands on Tafsir Jalalain, Tafsir Baydawi, Tafsir Madarikul Tanzil, and many other tafasir, Tafsir Kabir, Tafsir Qurtubi, Ruhul Bayan, and so on. So yes, in whichever language, whichever your mother tongue is, you can at least get the tafsir of the Holy Quran in that language. And Dawat Islami is striving hard to make it available in your language. Alhamdulillah, we have so far publications in over 40 languages of the world, mashallah, through the efforts of the ulama and the madanis of Dawat Islami, that have, alhamdulillah, been inspired by His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah to change the world, to reform the world, as it is our slogan and our mission and maqsad, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jal. So yes, we were discussing that the true knowledge of Arabic for those who are capable of it is essential to accurately understand the Holy Quran and grasp its nuances. Those who do not know Arabic should consult reliable translations and commentaries by Sunni scholars. In this way, everyone may benefit from understanding and reflecting upon the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty states when referring to the revelation of the Holy Quran, "This is a book which we have sent down upon you, a blessed one, so that they," meaning people, "should ponder on its verses, and the people of intellect should accept advice from it." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Reading into and reflecting on the verses of the Holy Quran is also very important. It is a lofty act of worship. It is clear that, however, that our reflection must be guided by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they would find it difficult to understand a verse of the Holy Quran, they would approach the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and ask him the guidance about understanding a particular verse of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is he upon whom the Holy Quran was revealed, and the honorable companions alayhim ridwan were those who saw revelation occurring with their own blessed eyes. We must avoid any form of reflecting or contemplation upon the Holy Quran which is against their teachings and prescribed methods. With thousands of ulama guiding us through 1400 years of rigorous scholarship, Muslims are in no need whatsoever of uninformed modernist musings on the Holy Quran. It is arrogant and embarrassing that these revisionists, they think that they have a monopoly on the true knowledge of the Holy Quran and disregard over a millennium of scholarly research and contributions in favor of their idiosyncratic and shallow reflections. Such people are certainly misguided. We shouldn't try to do a commentary of the Holy Quran while not having the full knowledge, while we are not fit to do that. It is a plea to every faithful follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite the holy words of Allah azza wa jal, read its reliable translations and tafaseer such as Tafsir Khazanul Irfan, Siratul Jinan, Nurul Irfan, and Subhanallah Miftahul Ihsan in English, the translation of Kanzul Iman in English. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the honor of reciting, understanding and acting upon the Holy Quran, not only in Ramadan al-Mubarak, but for the rest of our lives. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are now going to watch and listen to a beautiful clip and nasiha, after which we'll be back and introduce our segment for today, and that is, to succeed, you must read, inshallah Azza wa Jal, after this clip. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
On the day of judgment, the good deeds of a Muslim will become lighter on the scale. The most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will take out a piece of paper and place it on a pan of good deeds. This will make the pan of good deeds heavier. The Muslim will humbly inquire and say, "May my parents be sacrificed upon you. Who are you?" The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will reply, "I am your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this was the durood which you read upon me." My dear viewers, make it a habit of reciting durood in abundance, as this will become a means of forgiveness and salvation on the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, as we are back and it is time now to introduce our segment for today, and that is, to succeed, you must read. And inshallah, in today's mashallah beautiful episode, we are going to discuss a beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina, The Grave's Stark Horrors. What are those horrors and its accounts? We'll explore inshallah azza wa jal in this book. And if you do not have this book, You can purchase it from the Maktaba and the bookshop of Maktabatul Madina in your area, in your locality, wherever you are in the world, in your own language, inshallah azza wa jal. Now let's explore this beautiful book. And on page 2 it is mentioned, alhamdulillah, the introduction of the book as it goes, that our lives are flying by. If you were to look back, you will remember your childhood days. The games you played and the fun you had, they seem like yesterday, yet does it not feel like our lives have just flashed past instantly? Very soon, what remaining time we have left will pass and our lives will come to an end. Just as we left our grandfathers and fathers in the graveyard, a day will come in which we are left there as well. Once buried, we will not leave our graves until the day of judgment begins. Good deeds alone are what shall help us in the grave. The money we spent day and night working for will all be left there. Eventually, it will all be given to others. Considering these realities, common sense should tell us to concentrate on preparing for our graves and the hereafter instead of focusing all our efforts on amassing wealth. If we ignore this and expend our energy in chasing the world, we may face severe consequences in our grave. The grave holds a host of terrors. Let us now move on to especially emotional and fear-inducing incident of Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala, which took place during his final days. Do not simply pass your gaze over it. Instead, focus upon what you read. Allow this to help prepare you for the grave and what it contains. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala accompanied a funeral. Others advanced ahead whilst he went elsewhere. Arriving at their destination, people placed the funeral down and waited. O Amirul Mu'mineen, they exclaimed when he arrived, you are the next of kin of this deceased individual. Why did you leave us and go somewhere else? He explained, a grave just called out to me. It said, why do you not ask me how I treat those who enter me? So I asked for it to explain further. It revealed that I tear apart his funeral shroud, shatter his body, drain his blood, and devour his flesh. Will you not ask me what I do with his joints? So I asked for it to explain further. Yet again it said, I separate palms from wrists, wrists from arms from shoulders, hips from thighs, and thighs from knees, and knees from shins, and shins from feet. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala then tearfully declared, the life of this world is very brief. In the hereafter, the sinner who was respected in the world will be humiliated, the wealthy will be poor, the youthful will become old, and the living will die. Do not be tricked by the world advancing towards you, as you know it shall abandon you soon. The truly deceived are those deceived by it. Where have those who lived in this world gone? Those who built cities, made ways for rivers, and planted trees. Where have they gone? They remained here only for a moment. Health deceived them and their strength made them conceited. So they fell into sin. By Allah, I feel regretful for them regarding the wealth they gathered through selfishness and which led to them being envied. And alhamdulillah, his nasiha continues. Subhanallah, these are the great accounts that you can find in this book, and take some advice and counsel from these subhanallah, beautiful narrations and these beautiful accounts of our pious predecessors, how they would admonish us about the graves and their dangers. So we can prepare ourselves for the journey ahead. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us and make our hereafter and our akhirah easy by gathering enough good deeds, by amassing enough good deeds to let us go by in our affairs of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us such that we must become pious, abandoning the sins and devoted to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, we can reap and make both our worlds illuminated and enlightened by the commands and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, until next time, keep reciting salat in the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.